Vadian, thank you very much for agreeing to give an interview to our agency. First of all, I would like to speak about your family. As far as I know, your family is from Adana and they were able to escape from massacres. Would you please share your story?
Yes, of course. First of all, let me tell you something, that genocide has a very special meaning to me and to my entire family, including people in the next generation, because I think what we symbolize is what remains from those terrible days of the Armenian genocide. And because my father comes from Adana, I would even label the Adana massacres as the precursor of the Armenian genocide, because that happened a few years before. I come from a very, very well-to-do family by the name Gertmanian. They were very influential in Hajan, but my father and his family lived in Adana. Frankly, my father was born in 1900, so by the time that they had to flee Turkey, he would have been about 14, 15, because they fled right after the Adana massacres. My grandfather worked in the judicial department of the Ottoman Empire, and that's the reason why the government then allowed my father and his mother and sister to leave Adana by special permission, so they were not subjected to deportations. Although the only reason they would have fled, leaving behind a whole fortune, is because of the events of the Adana massacre. What marks those have left on the family are beyond description, obviously, because as a young, very bright teenager, they arrived in Lebanon with nearly nothing. So it was not from not from rags to riches, but just the opposite. My father had to build everything from scratch, and having no father who had passed away before they left Turkey, they had to do this on their own, and the major burden fell on my father's shoulders. He was married very, very late in his life, past 50, and I was the second child born. And I could always sense that, the troubles, the difficulties of life that he had been through. That probably caused a lot of silence. My father was barely talked. He always wanted us to get very educated, only because he was deprived from his education, from getting an education. And for a very bright person like my father was, I think that was a that left its mark on his life.
Huh. Okay. How did these events, the killings in Adana, also the events in 1915, the genocide, have influenced on your worldview, on the formation of your worldview, on your activities, actually?
Significantly. Let me explain. I was born to a family of a survivor. And that alone tells you a lot, since the day you were born, you may not hear that directly, but every time you hear about the massacres and the genocide, you automatically associate it with your own family, and you say, yeah, my father went through that. Although, I mean, they were really not tortured at all. But it has left a mark. In fact, I was born in Lebanon, so in the schools of Lebanon, this is a topic that is continuously taught in schools throughout the grades. So you really learn a lot about the details, and that sort of has put in me or strengthened in me a national identity that is quite strong. how do I see these events? I mean, world politics is changing. It changes every day. And you and I both know that, that's happening nowadays as well. Today, I see a lot of Turkish intellectuals thinking like me. Thinking like me that indeed history has taught us a good lesson and we should learn from it rather than deny it. And I think as scholars, as intellectuals, sit together and really deal with the problem is probably better, we would be better off doing that rather than crying over spilled milk, like we say in America. I think that's useless. I think facing the issue and documenting it, I mean, documenting, there's lots of documents that actually are existing, but going probably a step beyond that in terms of settling this with Turkey's dealing with it itself as a nation, not as people only. I think they should. So how do we get there? I think the intermediary would be the intellectuals of both Turkey and Armenia.
Okay. Nowadays, the whole Armenians of the world are organizing events dedicated to the 100th anniversary of the Armenian genocide. And we understand that 2015 is a symbolic date and it cannot be considered as an end point of our struggle, but just a milestone after which our struggle for restoring justice will continue. Now, as far as I understood, you think that facing the facts is one of the formulas for coming to a reconciliation of the Armenian and Turkish societies. Do you see any other opportunities, any other things that can be done for this reconciliation?
Facing facts and admitting facts, owning up to it. Owning up in a legal way means something. Owning up in a historical way means something else. So owning up to it totally.
Okay, thank you very much for an interesting
talk.
You're
welcome.
Thank you.